Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
Violence last night in Bensonhurst. Four people were stabbed to death. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOrio.
The police had received a 911 call of an assault in progress, but by the time they arrived at Avenue P and West 8th Street, it was already too late. Four people had been stabbed to death, a 56-year-old woman, a 27-year-old woman, a 5-year-old girl, and a 4-year-old boy. This neighbor was distraught.
So God rest their soul and God help them. I wish if I knew that there was a way I can help, you know, living so close.
She said a young man who lived in that apartment seemed like he needed some sort of mental help. The police took a 24-year-old man into custody. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Fatal car crash early this morning in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx. Police say it happened at around 2:45 this morning. Two cars crashed into each other. 21-year-old woman was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Three others are in critical condition. The driver of one of the cars remained at the scene, according to authorities, but a passenger in that same car left the scene. Police are investigating a fatal drive-by shooting in the Morrisania section of the Bronx. They say the victim was sitting in the backseat of a car at around 11:30 last night when a black SUV drove by and someone in that black SUV shot the victim once in the torso. Suspect fled. 23-year-old man was pronounced dead at a local hospital. No arrests as of yet. A listeria outbreak is being blamed for the death of one person in New Jersey and the illness of at least 9 people in the tri-state area. The CDC warns that listeria is likely linked to sliced deli meats. Another person died in Illinois, and 28 illnesses in all have been reported across 12 states. New York and New Jersey are among the states affected. New York has reported the most illnesses, 7.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.
Still one of the great sports theme songs. As anyone who has ever driven to a ballpark knows, the experience can be something less than exhilarating. Sitting in traffic and trying to find a parking space. So the Mets are adding another way to get to the game. They're teaming up with Rally to create a new fan shuttle to Citi Field. The bus rideshare fan shuttle will take fans from Rally Points, Mets-focused sports bars, and bring them to the game. The initial route is from Long Island to Queens with stops at participating locations in Patchogue, Babylon, and Farmingdale. The new way to get to the game starts on July 27th. The Adams administration unveiled NYC Ferry Forward 2 years ago. There are new initiatives, such as a new fare structure. There will also be discounts for New York City high school students. City is bringing back the Rockaway Rocket, which is a very cool name, a summer beach service from Long Island City and Greenpoint. Monday, July 22nd, is the birthday of painter Edward Hopper. The Whitney Museum is celebrating the birthday with numerous events. This is the Chief Communications and Content Officer at the Whitney Museum of American Art, Angela Montefanese.
We have a full day of exciting activities both inside and outside the museum, and that includes the second annual Whitney Hopper bike ride. Edward Hopper was an avid cyclist. He used to explore the city and on his bike, and a lot of his paintings were taken from that perspective.
The bike ride leaves the Whitney at 7 a.m. Monday. The ride goes from the Whitney to the Edward Hopper Museum and Study Center in Nyack, New York, in Rockland County. It's about a 60-mile round-trip ride. Now the latest chapter in the summer of discontent for NJ Transit and its riders. The agency struggled with what are called heat-related rail equipment issues this week during the heat wave, and so there were plenty of cancellations. NJ Transit says its crews are working around the clock to make repairs. Regular weekend schedules are in effect today, and regular weekday schedules should be in effect Monday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.